Thank you for downloading this 5-minute economic development board training video. Today we're going to talk about standard economic development incentives. What incentives are kind of par for the course that most likely your competing locations and states are offering as you're out there trying to recruit new industries or even retain or help the current industries that you have expand? So as we get into this, our perspective is somewhat unique. We do site selection for manufacturers who are looking for locations. We also do various economic development consulting and board training. So we've seen this perspective in a lot of different states. We've seen how a lot of different locations do it. That gives us the basis for what we're going to share with you. So when it comes to standard economic development incentives, things that we see at almost all locations, so we're not going to get into this state offers this or that state offers that. We're going to talk from a high level so you can really understand what incentives you have that are likely par for the course versus maybe differentiators that you have. So first of all, almost every location will offer property tax abatements for manufacturing projects and other primary job creating projects. I've seen these vary from 5 years to 20 years. I have seen locations offer 20 years for super projects, mega projects, you know. Lots of jobs, lots of investment. Most places do not abate school taxes. So when you're now, some places do, but the majority of places, the vast majority do not abate school taxes. So what they abate for property taxes would be your local city and county property taxes and maybe your state property taxes. So that's par for the course. So if you, let's say you really want an industry, the only thing that you're going to offer is a 10-year property tax abatement. I'm not telling you not to do that. What I'm suggesting to you is that's probably par for the course. Chances are your competitors are also offering that. So as an economic development board member, I'd want to know that if I were you. That doesn't make your offer wrong. You just need to know that's kind of par for the course. Some locations use something they call tax increment financing, which is almost a property tax abatement in reverse. Let me explain, and this is getting more popular now, much more popular now than it was 10 or 20 years ago. So the way this works, let's say you have a piece of property, and let's say that it's currently owned by the Public Industrial Board, so it's not on the tax rolls. It's generating no tax revenue. So you're getting zero off of it in tax revenue. And let's assume that a new company is going to locate there, and because of that, you're going to start getting $100,000 a year off of it in tax revenue. Well, what you're able to actually do is use that increment, that new revenue that you did not have before. You cannot use any of the revenue on that property you had before, but you can use any new revenue you're going to have and actually finance infrastructure and some places site prep and other things to help lower the cost of that company to locate there. In return, they pay their property taxes. So it's almost a reverse property tax abatement. It's called tax increment finance. In most states, you can do it. Some you can't. Most states, you can do it. It's a way for you to inject cash into a project up front, particularly for site prep, for infrastructure type development. Some places you can even use it for equipment. And you have very low risk because let's assume that that company doesn't pay their property taxes. Well, somebody's going to pay them at the courthouse steps. So you're going to get your money back. Almost every state offers state corporate income tax credits. And this is really where, if you just look at the media, you would get misled. You will see in the media that this company, XYZ, got $100 million in state incentives. And most often, the big amount of that money is state corporate income tax credits. And usually, companies don't even use all that incentives. A lot of times, the first year or two a company opens a location, they're not profitable. They lose money. Don't be scared. They figure that in. I mean, you know, if they're starting a plant, they have got to rig equipment. They've got to hire employees, get their distribution, supply chain all worked out. A lot of things, you know, they've got to work through. So a lot of times they lose money at first. Well, when they lose money, they're not using those credits. Many times the state will give them $100 million in tax credits, knowing that they're never going to have to pay more than $10 million in taxes. So they'll never use all that money. It's almost pretend money, phantom money, I call it. Nearly every state offers state corporate income tax credits. So that's probably not going to be a differentiator for you. Almost every state offers some kind of workforce training funds, and these come in several ways. They can be for on-the-job training, and some of this flows through your federal workforce board, where money can actually go into paying a certain percentage of an employee's salary the first 3 months on the job. It's called on-the-job training. Many states will pay money to train the trainer, so to speak, where they'll train the person who's going to train. new employees in terms of workforce training. A lot of states will set up mock industrial lines, and they'll pay for it all themselves. This is what I would kind of call par for the course. Many electric companies will give an electric rate discount the first couple of years in order to entice a project to land there. Why do they do this? Well, they do it for exactly the reason I just told you. Most companies lose money the first couple of years they start an operation. Even big, huge companies lose money the first couple of years. So anything that they can do to offset those first couple of years of overhead helps you win that project. And electric companies make a lot of money in the long run off these projects. So many of them will offer a staggered rate, and it's lower at first. That's kind of considered par for the course. A lot of states will offer a payroll tax rebate or a credit against taxes for payroll taxes. Let me tell you, now I live in Florida. We don't have payroll taxes here, so obviously, you know, Florida can't offer that. But the way this works, let's say that your state has a payroll tax of 6%. A lot of states, in order to entice the company the first few years that they're there, the company withholds those withholding taxes, that payroll tax, from the employees. They're withholding 6% that they then owe the state capital. Well, a lot of states will let that company keep that payroll tax, a certain portion of it, let's say 50%, which would be 3% in this argument. They will let them keep 3% as an incentive to get them there. They only got to send the state 3%, and they may let them do this for 10 years, 5 years, 15, according to how big the project is. This is offered in a lot of places. Some places do it as a cash rebate. Other ones do it as a tax credit. So this would be considered somewhat par for the course type incentive. Many, many locations offer some sort of real estate incentive. Now the smaller the town, usually a lot of small towns will offer free land. I see that all the time. They'll offer free land. Larger communities typically don't do that, but maybe they would discount. Let's say that some developers want 30,000 an acre. They may come in and subsidize that and discount it to get it down to 20,000 acre. On real estate, I have also seen communities who own a building. Let's say a community built the building and leased it to a client and they left town, or a spec building, or what, somehow a community ends up with a building. Company donates it, you know, as they left town. I've seen a lot of communities offer that building free for the first couple of years. Then they'll charge rent, and they'll charge a normal rent. Why do they do it free the first couple of years? So that they can help that company lower their overhead at first. Remember, all companies, not all, but nearly all companies lose money the first year in operations of a new plant. Now, I'm talking even a big company like a Toyota, you know. So if you can help offset that by reducing the rent the first year or two, I've seen that work many times. And some locations offer cash. When you offer cash, you want to tie that to some asset. You never just want to write a check to a company. You want to take a lien, or you want to own and finance through industrial revenue bonds or whatever, the property, either a stake in the building, a stake in the equipment. Equipment, of course, is more risky because it depreciates so fast. But I have seen, you know, the more you want a deal, the more you can inject cash in. The ways to inject cash into a deal would be site prep, you know, while it's owned by the community, a site not privately owned, infrastructure. Also, you can finance portion of the building equipment through industrial revenue bonds, or somehow taking a stake against whatever they have, an asset, so that if something goes bad, you can get your money back. So these would be considered kind of par for the course. Now, most places don't offer all these at one time. So if you offered all these at one time, you'd probably be better than par for the course. But this is just what other places offer, so you can kind of know what to expect. And the real reason we want to do this is I've seen places before just offer a 10-year property tax abatement, and they think that's a very aggressive offer. And a lot of times it's not. It's just par for the course. If you've gotten anything out of this video, go over to nextmoveondemand.com, nextmoveondemand.com. You can see all kind of videos that we have for sale or rent. So we'd love for you to consume more of our content. We got Robert's Rules of Order over there, training for board members. Why does confidentiality matter? How does all this work? Go over there and visit it, nextmoveondemand.com. Call us if we can help you, 1-800-764-3105, or visit us at thenextmovegroup.com. Thank you so much.